Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop, where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hi friends, I'm here with Matt, who is the human behind the wildly popular account, Yoda Child. And Dadalorian to Francisca, Tiny Mickey, Shoulder Brother, Sith Not Brother, Brilliant Poo, Wiffic Poo. Am I missing
all
anybody?
The poos.
All the poos. And last but not least, Francisco, otherwise known as Ninji Tutu Dancer Music Producer. The list goes on.
It's a long list. You're brave for going through all of that.
I was going back through like posts, trying to see like all of these other characters he's been, and there's just so many.
There's too many.
Yeah,
there's way too many.
Welcome, by the way, Matt. Welcome to We Are the BYC. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Oh my God, of course.
Yeah, and actually for just doing this in general, like it's so nice to be able to hear people's stories, and it's just awesome. And like, I'm a total introvert, despite Francisco's personality. So this is like the opposite of anything that I would ever do. But I guess it's too late to turn back.
I know you've already signed a contract, right? Like,
no, but I'm happy to be here, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, for sure. And yeah, I mean, this is just like the part that I love is getting to know who we are behind these babies. And isn't it funny how I mean, you just mentioned how you're introverted, but Francisco's not. And I feel like that with my babies too. Like there's a side of me that would love to be extroverted and, you know, be talkative. You know, it's so silly that I'm doing this thing because this is taking me totally out of my comfort zone, right? But like, I feel like the babies, I can be that way. Like Jojo doesn't care who you are. He'll come up and talk to you and, you know.
Yeah, just... no, definitely. I feel like their personalities are always going to be like some part of you, right? Like Francisco's the side of me that wants to do all those things and be extroverted and be adventurous and get into trouble and I definitely feel like that's the case.
Yeah. And do you feel like, I mean, we're kind of just jumping right into them, but do you feel like you, like in each one of these babies, these characters, is it a part of you?
I think that's definitely the case. I think Francisca is kind of the more like logical side of my brain that wants to keep everything in check and balances out the Francisco side, which is just complete chaos. I think in order to write good characters, like, or to like tell good stories, like they have to be a part of you, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely.
Yeah, and you do kind of. I mean, you really put a lot of effort into, I guess we'll say, the character development. Do you have like any sort of background in writing, story writing?
Well, I've loved creative writing ever since I was a kid. I write all the time outside of this, and Yeah, I don't know. Even like back in high school, like I had teachers who were like, you should pursue like writing
Wow.
stuff. But yeah, like actually my like I went to school for computer graphics technology, but like specializing in 3D animation.
Oh,
So
cool.
yeah, so that like in and of itself is just like another form of storytelling, right? So
Yeah.
yeah, I would say I have like writing's definitely one of my major interests and hobbies. So yeah, I think it fits well with telling stories. And like sometimes I second guess the way that I do posts. Like I kind of love that everybody does their like has their own way of posting content,
Yeah.
right? So it's very unique to everyone. But yeah, I think when I first started, I was like, is it too much like having to read through 20 different posts to follow this long story for every time Francisco gets into trouble? But yeah, I just ended up deciding that I'm gonna do my thing, and I don't know, hopefully people like it and respond
Yeah.
to it. Like that's all I can do.
Well, it's funny. I was going to ask you about that too, about doing these separate posts, well, the way you make them. But it kind of makes sense in a way, because if you think about Francisco and just like how crazy he is and just like almost like ADHD wild,
Yeah,
like he's got a thought in his
which
head and he puts
is
it out there.
completely reflected in my like very ADD like
Yeah.
I'm glad that shows up.
It's coming through. We definitely are like, we got you pinned.
yes. Sorry, continue.
Oh no, yeah. So it's just like it makes sense that Francisco would be like, okay, here's my idea, post it, done. Oh wait, but then there's more to it. Let me post that too. Okay. Oh no, here's another one,
He
and
just
like,
keeps going.
yeah. So I
Yeah.
think that just kind of lends to the I don't know, the wackiness of Francisco and his
Yeah.
personality.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it lends itself well to who Francisco is.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, that's kind of why like some of like the other accounts don't need to. Well, they still do to some extent, but I think not there when they post, it's not like as long or extensive as Francisco. Like he's just all over the place. But it makes him endearing, so
It
it's fine.
does. That's part of his charm for sure. It's just
Yeah.
like, oh my God, Francisco, he's so crazy. So I think we love it. If he stopped doing that, we'd be like, no, something's wrong with him.
And like
So
the only thing that makes it hard is like for people finding him, like they'll just find one random post right in the middle of a story and they'll just be like, what in the hell is happening here? Like and like sorry to those people, but you're gonna need to go that post, go to the account, go to the beginning.
yeah, right? You might have to scroll back.
Or people miss like people miss things that happened like stories ago that I'm referencing and they're just
Yes.
like, what is going on? It's fine.
But I think that's a good way to get people involved, though. Like,
Yeah, true.
you've got segments and episodes almost that you have to tune in for to get the whole story.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to like jump away from this topic, but I did just kind of want to find out like about you. Like,
Yeah,
where do you live? I think we know you used to live in LA.
Yes,
Or
so I used to live in LA. So let's see, I was born in Florida, but grew up in like the Chicago area, and then went to school, and after that, ended up, excuse me, getting a job in LA with a visual effects studio.
that's so cool.
And yeah, so I moved out there and worked for them for a while. They did the visual effects for, I don't know if you've seen the movie Life of Pi.
Oh, yes. But,
yeah, so the studio I work for did the effects for that. And then, like, almost immediately after that movie went bankrupt.
Oh, God.
And so, yeah, anyways, while I was there, and, like, that kind of lined up more with what I went to school for. Which was the animation type stuff. But while I was there, I started teaching myself programming stuff to, like, automate stuff for the department that I was working for. And, I just found, like, I've always found technology stuff interesting. So, after that happened, I was like, I kind of want to pursue this, like, the programming side of stuff that I was doing.
Yeah.
So I ended up with a, basically an internet company, and started working my way towards doing software engineer stuff. Mm-hmm. And, once I got into that, became, especially after 2020, like, mm-hmm. with everybody going remote and stuff, became a be wherever you want to be type thing. And I kind of ping ponged between LA and Chicago because I had family in Chicago, but then my ex-wife and I loved LA, so we jumped back and forth a few times and then finally ended up where I am now in Florida. So right by Orlando now.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, cool. But still working for a company remotely that's based in LA mostly. So that's why I was like, the time difference isn't a big deal. Like, it I kind of operate on
on the West Coast schedule.
West Coast time. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, it's currently what, 12:30 there for you? 12:30
Yeah.
AM?
Yeah.
12:30 at night.
Anyway. I'm also a night owl anyway, so it would be fine either way. But
oh, good. Okay.
yeah.
Okay. So, with your, like, experience with your work, does that lend itself to how you're able to make these amazing stories and posts?
I think. The technology side helps, right?
Yeah.
Like, being able to do editing and stuff. Like, I'd say one of the most useful things about doing software engineering stuff is just, like, learning to teach yourself stuff that you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you always have to kind of be learning new stuff because technology moves so fast. If you don't, you get left behind.
Yep.
So I think that lends itself well to, like, always wanting to do new things, like jumping into AI music and using that to develop theme songs for my characters and stuff.
That's pretty epic. His freaking theme song, dude. That's it's just, like, perfect. Oh my god.
That was fun.
When you do, like, you have a whole story set up for, like, just for example, at Halloween time, when who is the scary pumpkin?
The pumpkin. It's Sam from a movie called Trick or Treat.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's literally when you're posting, it goes on for days, and there's a full-on story. You know, there's, like, beginning, middle, end. Do you do, like, do you pre-plan this stuff? Do you have, like, a storyboard? Do you follow any? No?
This is gonna sound bad, but, no, this is all, like, I wing everything. My process is usually, like, the most I'll get into planning is I'll take all the photos for, like, a continuous story or something I'm doing, and then while I'm taking the photos, I'm kind of thinking in my head, but I don't write anything down.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking in my head, like, okay, this one, I can say something like this for this one. And, but then I get to the point where I'm actually posting and I deviate wildly from it and start adding stuff that I hadn't thought. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of, a lot of it's off the cuff.
Yeah.
And, I start a story and I'm like, even I don't know what's going to happen.
That's awesome though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I think makes it so fun. Just that ability to do whatever you want.
And like people will, because like sometimes people will respond, right? And they'll be like, people will drop good ideas or something. And I'll be like, okay, I want to take it. Like, that's a good idea. I'm going to take it in that direction type thing. So I think it's fun to be able to do that too.
Definitely. I was going to say probably the reactions that you're getting from followers or you know, people commenting is kind of helping you navigate whatever kind of story you're putting out there.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you end up discovering, or, well, let's see, let me take it back to this. When did you first create your account for Francisco?
It was 2020.
Okay.
Been around a while. I think it was, it was like maybe, I don't know, June or July or something of 2020. The Mandalorian had come out and was a fan. And I think I actually started posting on my personal Instagram account first and was just doing sort of crazy antics there. And then like I started to follow stuff and was like, whoa, I'm not the only crazy one doing this. And that felt validating.
Yeah.
I was like, it'd be a lot more fun and also just help me to focus if I have like my own account versus like an account where I follow all this other stuff and then I'm also following, trying to keep track of the Baby Yoda stuff. So I was like, okay, it's got to be its own account.
It's funny because I think you know Baby Yoda fan Dale.
Yeah,
he posts from his own account, and I asked him about them, like, how do you
manage?
Yeah, he's like, I don't really do much on my personal anyway, so you know.
Okay,
it's basically,
well, that's the only way it works, because if you do, it doesn't work.
No, not at all. But that's so funny. I love that you, I love it when people have already like started their accounts and then find the community. I just find that that is so exciting, because for me it was the opposite. It was the other way around, but yeah, I just like that. So
yeah. And like it took him a while to actually, I'd say, become what become Francisco.
Yeah.
That was more like, it took a while. Like I started talking to different people in the community. And I guess everyone can thank Auntie S for the name idea. All Francisco knew was that he wanted to be named to sound like a Renaissance artist so that he could grow up to be a Ninja Turtle. She suggested that and it just kind of stuck. And I think it fits him
100%.
But yeah, I think the first posts where I really hear Francisco coming out, I think were like for Baby Yoda Fest 2020. He was doing some, I think there was like a dance party day or something. And I went back and I looked at the stuff I had posted and I was like, where's the first time where I hear that voice, right?
Yeah.
And there was just this post he did where he was in the car and it was supposed to be a dance party, but he was doing the Imperial March, and he had a Darth Vader mask over his entire head and was swinging his arm back and forth and talking about how it's now a March party instead of a dance party, even though it's not March. And I started cracking up because I was like, yeah, I think that's the first one I'm going to call. That's the first time I hear the voice.
the voice being Francisco's voice?
Yeah.
Does he speak to you in his, do you hear him in his language?
Yes, I hear him in my head. That sounds crazy. But I do. And that's how I know what to write.
Well, you know what? And now that we're talking about that, there is a question from the community. I'll just kind of sprinkle like these questions.
Yeah.
Throughout, just as they come up. So Jesse Joker had asked, how did you come up with the Francisco language, and how do you know how to write it?
Yeah. It's in my brain is one, and I think we covered that a little bit today with the post he did for Dumby Dell.
Yes, that's right. It's covering a school assignment.
Of course, Francisco would be like, there's no effort required. He's just like, what comes out of his mouth is gold, because he's Francisco.
Yeah.
But no, it's a good question, because like, I feel like you could write a book about like the rules to follow to make them sound the way they do. Like there's like obvious stuff where like you replace like L's and R's with W's because they're easier to say, and like stuff that kids do. And then there's just off the wall stuff where even I look back at it and I go, how did you get there? and I think one of my favorite that like I literally can't type it without cracking up is Francisco's interpretation of the word photorealistic, and he says photo wee lipstick, and
which makes sense.
Yeah, it's like striking that perfect balance between like you look at it and go, what the heck, but then your brain also connects the dots and you can fully understand him.
Yeah,
I think that's like the perfect balance. Like sometimes I'll go a little too far, and then I'm looking back on posts and I'm like, I don't even know what I was saying, like, because I took it too far. But there's a balance. There's a balance there. Yeah. And
Well, it's so funny because of course we have group chats, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
And it is so funny because when Francisco's on his roll and like it's the middle of the story, you know, and he's just like talking and talking, somebody will inevitably put a caption of, or you know, put a picture of your post and be like, what is he saying? And it's like, all you have to do, just sound it out, read it out loud.
You'll get there.
Yep. Just read every letter out loud and you totally get it.
Yeah,
but it's pretty amazing. Just like the photorealistic word, like when you hear little kids talking and you want them to repeat a word you say, it would come out like that, like the way Francisco says it.
Yeah.
You know? So
yep.
Do you have experience around kids? Like, do you know?
Well, let's see. I come from a big Italian family, so and I was the oldest of, or nearly the oldest of a ton of cousins. Mm. So, like, growing up, I had a ton of younger cousins, and so yeah, maybe that I'm sure helps.
Yeah.
And then, like, as I've gotten older, like nephews and nieces too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that makes it. That totally makes sense. So let's see. There have been times when Francisco has taken breaks. He's been gone from the community.
Uh oh.
Nothing.
I was dreading this one.
No, nothing too awful to ask, but
yeah.
Because I know things have gone on in your life because you've let us know about them.
Yeah.
But what is it that ends up bringing you back? Because you've been gone, I think the longest have you been gone is like a year before?
Yeah. I fully acknowledge that, I don't have the best track record of all the accounts as far as posting. And it's just like life happens sometimes. Yeah. And I guess I'm not the greatest even in my personal life, like staying in touch over long distances and stuff is hard for me sometimes. And I don't know, maybe part of that is the ADD taking me in 1,000 different directions.
But, it's just life though. Life
happens. And the people are the reason I keep coming back. Like just getting to talk to so many people and meet so many people, especially as like an introvert, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I have like in-person friends, like my number of in-person friends that are not from, that I haven't met through like work is probably like, I can count them on one hand and have a lot of fingers left over. So it's like, just being able to meet so many awesome people and people who are supportive and are there to talk about whatever you need to talk about, has definitely helped me a lot. And it's the reason I think even if Francisco has breaks, like, or I have stuff going on and need to disconnect for a while to get my stuff in order, like, I'll definitely always be back. It's fun to come back and be able to do it all over again.
Yeah, kind of have that fresh outlook, fresh take on everything, and just come back. It's most of the people I talk to, it's definitely the connections that we've made, you know, with each other. And I think that is, I think that's what's going to be. Oh, what's the word? I guess the thing that keeps it going, you know, because The Mandalorian, obviously the show and Baby Yoda is what brought us here.
Yep.
And then we're so far in between episodes or seasons. And then now maybe it's just going to be a movie and then it's done. Yeah. So, I mean, eventually the whole Mandalorian thing is going to.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
But the community is still there.
Yes.
Because of the relationships that people form, which is kind of the cool thing.
Yeah. And so I think it's really remarkable in your situation because there's been people who have left and never come back. And I think that a lot of them maybe feel like, oh, I was gone a year. They're not going to know me.
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to do? Just show up out of the blue. But
the answer is yes. Show up out of the blue, come back. You'll always be accepted. Like I had moments like that too, where I was like, I've been away too long.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going to be like, that guy's an asshole.
Ignore him. Yeah, we don't want him as a friend.
Yeah, but it's never been like that. It's been nothing but supportive. And I'm just grateful for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like this big, weird online family.
It really is. Yeah. It's awesome.
It sounds like this community has kind of impacted you in a way. Has it really helped you in any way, like
getting
you through?
I think it's a lot of ways. I think obviously when everything started was during 2020 and the COVID lockdowns and stuff, and I think that was a hard time, just kind of being isolated from people, and to feel that connection with people over something that people share in common, I think really helped me through that period. And I've other stuff too. Like I've been pretty open with the community about my brother's suicide and advocating for people to speak about their mental health, and even like gone as far as sharing poetry on the account and stuff, which is just not something I had done in the past. And I don't know. I think the community has just really been a part of my journey and kind of helped me through a lot of the things in my life. And like, I've used it as, I don't know, a crutch to get through stuff. Like last year with the divorce and layoff and everything. And I just got to a point where I was struggling and like not in a good place. And I think just knowing that people were there and like that I didn't need to feel pressured to post if I didn't need to, but that everyone was there and supportive, like that makes such a difference. It's just nice to have that support group, which I feel like the community is so supportive and just grateful.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting how you can actually feel that support through the computer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We may not be right next to each other to, you know, give us a hug or pat you on the back, you can really feel that. Just having these people, man, it
makes such a difference. It really does.
It really does. And I think that's why this community is so important to us. We have to keep it together.
We have to lift each other up for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So following that.
Yeah.
S has a question, Auntie S.
Okay.
And it's more of a rhetorical question, but she wants to know, do you know how much you are loved, Francisco?
I think Francisco would say that he has never doubted that for a moment, and that the only one who questions himself is me. I think he does. And, he loves everybody else equally back.
I think it's what gives him his, what's the word? Like, it not instigates him, but it gives him his, impetus, I guess, to be such a showman. Just knowing how much love he has.
Yeah.
Have you ever met anybody from the community in person?
I haven't. Hopefully that'll change. Now that I'm, I don't know, not tied down as much and have my life back on the right track. I'd love to be able to do a meetup or something. I haven't had a chance until now. So
well, there's do you know of the Baby Yoda, the community website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they and I don't know if not everybody actually knows that we have one, that there is one, but there's meetups posted on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that there were meetups posted on there. So that's helpful. That's helpful information. I do remember reaching out to be like, Francisco has to be on the banner. So he's very insistent that I reach.
Oh my God. I can't imagine if he was to come.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's a couple questions from the community.
Okay.
So Grogu Little Green wants to know what was your favorite thing to draw?
That's a good one. I think it would have to be Francisco's drawing of himself, to be honest. Like, it's so on character of him to be like, okay, and now we're going to draw me. Like, what? Okay, great. And so, I loved that one. And then being able to do the pumpkin of it at Halloween was just so fun.
Your drawings and the whole whiteboard situation.
Yeah, the whiteboard situation is ever evolving.
Yeah. But it really lends to the storytelling, you know.
It does.
He can't get his thoughts out, you know, verbally, so he's got to draw it for you. This is what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yeah, that and the bully mammoth. Yeah. I like that one too. I don't know. They're fun.
Yeah. I swear at some point I think you could make a comic book.
Of
all of these stories. It would probably
be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, just a children's book, I think it would be a hit.
Yeah.
Okay, another question from the community. Baby Yoda Nova, they want to know, how do you prepare for your missions and dances?
Well, it's a good question. how does Francisco prepare? Yeah. His answer would be he doesn't need preparation because he has talent. Mm. But, you know, I'm maybe less so I have to prepare. And, but actually, yeah, we kind of talked about, like, I don't prepare much either. Like, it's very much on the fly. Like, I take the pictures and then make it up as I go along.
Yeah.
For the dances though, I didn't start doing this, but lately when I record a video of him doing something, I'll actually have the music that he's gonna dance to playing while I'm making the character dance. And then when I go back to edit it in my video app, like, I'll just turn down the volume and then overlay the music on top of it. And then so that it's just easier for me to choreograph stuff to hear the music while he's dancing type thing.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that, because one of the recent ones I was like, he's actually dancing to the music, but the music doesn't sound like it's playing in the background.
All right,
that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, that's some good preparation. So you mentioned you were a fan of Mandalorian, obviously. Were you always a Star Wars fan, or were you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah, I've been a Star Wars fan since I was a kid. I remember I don't know how old I was when Phantom Menace came out in theaters, but growing up on the prequels and are kind of like, I watched the original trilogy obviously also, but big prequel fan and big original trilogy fan. Mm-hmm. And less so the sequels, the episodes 7, 8, and 9, I'm fine.
Can kind of take it or leave it.
Yeah, take it or leave it. And yeah, but yeah, I remember the one I remember most vividly as a kid making me a fan was definitely Phantom Menace. Mm. And like just seeing that in theaters and thinking it was so cool. And yeah, I don't know, the movie took a lot of crap from Star Wars fans. Yeah. And I think it gets more crap than it deserves because I love it.
Mm.
And I'm glad that the Clone Wars exists so that they could further develop some of the characters from the prequels, like Darth Maul and stuff is one of my favorites. And the Clone Wars just made his character so much better. And
well, it's funny because everybody I think has their own, and maybe it's generational, everybody has their favorite set of the movies, right? Like, for me it was the originals because that was my generation. And then the younger kids, quote unquote, I think they like those the last three. I don't remember what the names of them are because I've only seen the first one, number 7. After that, I was like, man, this is just does not feel like Star Wars.
But yeah, I agree with that.
But the ones that love it, it's that's what brought them
it,
to
it really
Star
is,
Wars.
It really is a generational thing. Like, if you grow up, if those are your Star Wars and you grow up on that, then that's what you're going to love type of thing.
Yeah.
And like, but I feel like everybody's going to love the original trilogy because it's because it's awesome.
And then
I think the rest of it is just generational based on what you grew up on. And
your love of Darth Maul, is that what gave rise to Sith, not brother?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I think I saw somebody, I don't remember, somebody do like a Darth Maul baby, and I was like, oh, that's happening for sure. For sure that's happening. And then it also also like Nice Brother, who's based on Savage, who's Darth Maul's brother in the Clone Wars animated series. So like, obviously in looks only, like in the show he's actually a villain, but Nice Brother is like the polar opposite of that, like butterflies and skipping through fields and stuff. But I think he's a good balance to not brother though, like he's just that like little brother that drives him up the wall and wants to be a part of everything.
Exactly. Have you seen, this is kind of an aside, but Patu Towers, have you seen their No Rain video?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, I'm going to send it to you. This freaking video, I'm telling you, what is the name of the song? I don't remember who sings it. I mean, I know who they are, but I can't remember them. But they redid the video, the entire freaking video. She redid it with the babies. And it would be amazing if there was some sort of collaboration with them and not brother. I mean,
okay.
Nice brother.
I have to see it then.
Yes, because he's like so like happy and like that.
He's definitely the most innocent of any of the characters in my opinion. Like, he is just on a next level of innocence. Like, and then his brother just wants him so badly to be a dark side, a good dark side member, and he's so bad at it.
God,
but
it drives Sith,
people
Sith
love brothers. Him anyway.
Yeah. Well, and that I don't know if people know that you have actual two other accounts. Is it Yoda Siths
Yoda Siths. It started off as Yoda Sith. With not brother, and then once Nice Brother got added, I added the S to it. But and then the other one is Yoda Hunter, which is I don't know, very clearly a spin off of the type of stuff that Yoda was doing. And like, I wanted a more adult themed account, and obviously that's not going to work in the Francisco space. Like, it just does not mix well. So I don't know, the easiest way for me to do that was, and like, I love Boba Fett, and I had picked up the Boba Fett costume for Francisco, I think it was for Halloween 1 year, and I was like, it'd be cool to do like this scammer bounty hunter character. And I was like, okay, well, that would kind of mesh well with the more adult themed content, like he's trying to rip people off type thing. And it was just so fun to do collaborations with like Yodi and Dale and Yoda Hunter, like the character's name is Yoba Fett, which is just like a weird mix up of Baby Yoda and Boba Fett. But he started off like as a subsidiary of Yodi Industries, and then there was tension there, and he had to spin off into his own Yoba Incorporated, and it's just, I don't know, it's wild. You got the Yodi tapes. That whole thing was hysterical. Like,
I wish you guys would bring this back, because it was so crazy to try to follow. Half the time I didn't know what the hell was happening.
Yeah, what is happening? Yeah, we're having to look at like 5-6 different accounts, different yes. storylines going at the same time. It's like, it was wild and all over the place. There's Kraken swimming everywhere and angry monkeys. Like, this is getting out of control.
Oh my gosh, you guys gotta you gotta bring it back. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was fun.
So let me ask you this question then from the community. Baby Yoda Bach wants to know, what would you be doing if Baby Yoda didn't exist?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, one of my 8 million other hobbies.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I kind of said, I have ADD, so like I am never short on hobbies. My problem is focusing on a hobby long enough to do something productive with it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can relate.
So, yeah, if this didn't exist, I would be, I don't know, doing something else crazy. Like, I don't I would find something.
Baby Yoda Gogglers asked, what are your hobbies?
Oh boy, how long do we have?
I mean, I have nothing. I'm off work tomorrow, so
okay,
I mean,
great.
It's gonna be
okay.
A four-part episode. Go. Oh, I do love a good cliffhanger. Actually, I kind of hate them, but they are fun to do. But that is part one of the interview with Matt, better known as Dadawarian to Francisco from Yoda Child. Stay tuned for part two coming out next week, and we're going to hear all about Matt's 8 million hobbies. Thank you for listening, friends. Bye for now.